What up, what up, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Truth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Don Darion, and helping me get through this show is my partner in crime again. It is Lauren Najee. What's going on, Lauren?
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's Sunday, April 8th, 2018, and we got another great show for you.
Yes, we do.
30 minutes of nonstop chatter. We're broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas, or should I say, Brrr, Texas?
No, we're not gonna
I
say
was
that. I
trying
thought
to.
we said we were not gonna
I
say
know, I was
that.
trying to be.
Like this, Brr Dallas is not. That's no, there's not even an R in Dallas or a B. But it's cold.
It's
It's
so
cold.
cold in the D,
It's 30 degrees.
but
It went from it
that's
dropped
not
30
Dallas.
degrees
Sorry.
here, y'all. 30, okay?
Anyway, we talk entertainment.
Yes.
We talk millennial life, and
Y'all.
we talk shit. It's
Ooh.
so funny because my mom, she always like, "Oh, you said the curse word," and I'm always like embarrassed about it.
His
Anyway,
mom is a curses like a sailor. She's
I
amazing
do
though. I
not
love her.
curse.
Darion curses all the time.
Anyway, y'all, we seriously we do have a great show for you.
Mysterion.
But anyway, how was your week? Because we were not here last week,
Yes.
so
Darion was doing family stuff,
I
so we were
was.
not broadcasting
I
last
was
week.
in
I had a
Florida. You
great
know,
week.
last Sunday it was Easter, so we couldn't broadcast on Easter, right?
Of course, with people who are with their families. I was
Yeah.
not with mine, but it's
I was,
cool.
you know, I was with my family. You know, it's one thing that I was seeing a lot on like Facebook comments, stuff like that, whatever. People were saying,
People who still have
yeah, well, yeah. I still use
Facebooks.
it for family stuff. I don't like writing my bad stuff on Facebook.
Oh, you
Only my
should.
good stuff and like.
They have your inbox messages too, so just watch your back.
That's true. I actually do want to start getting rid of my Facebook because
They
I just
screen
felt like it's too
everything.
much. It's too much. But anyway, people were saying comments and they were like, "Oh, why people want to go to church now because it's Easter? You ain't been in church all Sunday." And I'm like, "Does that even matter?"
Just
Like,
be
I
happy
mean,
that I'm doing something for the
at least,
Lord,
you know what I'm saying?
anyways.
Like, at
You
least.
think that you're better because you go to church every Sunday, but you still sin just as much as me? That doesn't make any
No,
sense.
it's like people that just don't go to church at all. So they're like, "Why are you even going to bother just
Just
go to
because I
church?"
want to
Yeah,
go.
I mean,
Thank
like,
you.
why are you
Church is
mad?
wherever people
At
are
least I'm
talking
getting
about the Lord
some
anyway.
Jesus, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Let me get my Jesus whenever I want it.
So I'm just saying, you would
Even if it's
rather
twice a year.
just not go to church ever and just be like,
Exactly.
"I'm not even going to go on Easter," instead of being like, "Well, you know, I didn't go to church all year. At least let me go on Easter." That's what I
Listen to all
think,
those
at
holier than
least.
thou Christians or whoever y'all's are that always want to bash people who don't go to church every Sunday. I
I mean, I
mean,
don't really
it doesn't.
celebrate the whole Easter, you know, because people say Happy Resurrection Day,
Yeah, because it's not about a bunny. It's about, the resurrection of
I mean,
Jesus.
it's really just about family time to me, and it's always,
Good to be around your family.
I was
Church
around
is
my
wherever you make it.
siblings, I
Church
was
is not
around
just a
my
building.
sister, my nieces, my new nephew,
Exact. Aw,
Jonah,
there's
I
a really cute
know.
picture of them all together with all of his nieces and nephews. It's very
I
cute. Our
know, I
nephew.
had to pick one because I don't have any kids yet, I just have Cash, my dog, and I'm not really ready for kids anyway,
Yeah.
I like having
Millennials are
nieces
not
and
having that
nephew,
many kids, and it's for a reason.
32, I think. That's in just a couple of years.
Honestly,
I
I'm
think
probably
that
not
that's
gonna
a
have
good age.
kids. That's a
Well,
good age. Men are normally ready to get like married and have kids like 32, 33,
yeah.
34, that around that age. That's when they're like mentally ready for it.
Yeah, so I think 32 is a good age. I'm not sad about it. I love all my nieces and nephews. I wish I could have somebody like their age, but whatever. I don't care.
That's all right, that'll be
Anyway,
fine.
enough about us, or enough about
Okay.
me. Let's get it started. We have a segment called Lauren Explains It All. So Lauren, she is definitely the queen of all of the gossip. She knows everything about it. So go ahead, Lauren, take it away.
Alrighty, so let's first talk about Cardi B.
Oh
She
yeah,
just released
definitely.
her album on Friday.
You know
I mean, and
what?
it's already gone gold. She's broken a record already. She's the first and only female rapper to have an album release and go gold on the same day that it was released.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I
That's,
mean,
I mean, from her all the coming up. I
she's
mean,
19 years
who would
old
have
on a
thought Cardi
19-year-old
B?
stripper on Instagram and YouTube
Who
has
would have
gone from
thought?
that to being 25, pregnant. Finally, she's finally come out and said it. Thank you, SNL. She's come out and said it. She's pregnant
And you watched
on
it too. I
top.
didn't watch it.
I
I
didn't
fell
watch the whole
asleep.
thing. I watched like the last half of it, but I did see her both of her
She was on
performances.
SNL. Yeah, she
Yes.
finally
And the
like
Black Panther, which
saw the thing.
I found out is dating a black actress, so we're not gonna get married, but that's fine.
Good
But Cardi B's doing
for
wonderfully.
her.
Yeah, I'm really
I
happy
am
for
happy
her.
for her. I'm in her. I did listen to some of her album. It is really good.
I've heard a couple
It's really
songs.
good.
They're I mean, yeah, I'm
I
surprised.
mean,
I wasn't really sure what her album was on. I've never heard any of her
and I know
mixtapes,
we're
I'm
not
not gonna
supposed to be
lie.
comparing her to Nicki Minaj,
Nicki Minaj has a lot of pressure on her back, I'm not gonna lie. Because she
but.
hasn't come out with any singles or anything that have been popping or anything. I haven't heard nothing from her. And I'm just like, when are you gonna release something? You said your album's ready.
I mean,
I'm
I'm
just
ready for
ready.
her
I'm ready.
because,
I'm ready. Because it should be good.
but
It should be good.
even
They're
the
different.
game on Instagram, he had responded. A fan had asked something like, you know, do you think that this is basically hurting Nicki Minaj or whatever. She's like, you know, Nicki Minaj is like a completely different artist. They're both making records. You know what I mean?
But they're different types.
Nobody saw it coming with Cardi B. She went from 0 to 100. Basically, mm-hmm. I'm not quoting direct, but I remember what he said. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Verbatim.
But you know, she went to 0 from 100 and she's nobody expected it. So I mean, she's breaking numbers that way. But you know, I'm a Nicki Minaj fan. I mean, I love good music. I love
radio. I'm not a hardcore fan of either of them. Just kind of like in the middle.
So good for
Cardi B has good music. I'm ready to hear some of Nicki's stuff because Nicki does make good music. She hasn't made like amazing, amazing popular music in a few years. But yeah. I mean, she's had some stuff come out. Nothing bad.
I want something by herself.
Anaconda or something. Yeah. Like she hasn't had a big hit like that in a minute. I'm ready for it. Let's move on. Well, it's Black Panther because, you know, Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman and Cardi B, they hosted SNL together last night, but Black Panther is also breaking another record. It is going to be the first movie to ever be like shown in a movie theater in Saudi Arabia in 35 years.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because they banned them because they thought that it promoted the mixing of men and women together, so they just banned all movie theaters. And for the first time, they're going to have Black Panther there, and then this month they're going to have Infinity War after. It's the Marvel franchise. They're going to have them both.
That is just crazy. So, to open up with Black Panther. You know, just like really opening.
35 years, a bunch of Saudi Arabians doors. Are going to see Black Panther. Like, what? I didn't even think they care about
I that. Hope it's right. good. I hope you like it.
Yeah, and not like, I hate black people. I mean, wow. I don't know. Death to America. I don't know. I don't know what they say. I'm not going to lie. I don't know about Saudi Arabia that much. I don't really know what they.
I mean, because it was a good movie, but I mean, I feel like we are overseeing it because, you know, it's black.
I mean, yeah, because there's never been a black superhero movie before. Yeah. And it's so. But it's not even just black. It's like colored because there's no colored superheroes. Like there's no Asian superhero. There's no like Indian superhero. This is the first like ethnic non-white man or white woman superhero other than Samuel Jackson, who's not a superhero. Ever. So it's different. I think everyone's just loving it. It's all cultured and they got rhinos and stuff.
It's
and,
funny. Yeah.
You know, Wakanda forever. Ooh. You know.
There you go. Good for them.
Yes, good for them. I'm happy for them. Moving on to, I guess not more black excellence, but Monique. She may not have gotten her Netflix money and probably won't ever. Well, she might. Whatever. She lost a bunch of weight, and for the first time since she was 17 years old, she's under 200 pounds.
Good for her.
That is amazing.
That really is good for her, and I hate when people say, like, I wish she was, I liked her better when she was bigger.
No.
Liked her better when she was bigger.
I don't know what she's like when she's skinnier. All I know is when from her being big is her talking about skinny bitches and how big bitches do this. She was funny. I'm not saying that she wasn't, because she was hilarious. But
I promote weight loss. She reports
natural weight loss. She's like, I didn't have to take any pills or anything. I did this natural way. She's like, I danced. And, you know, she has, like, all these workout videos on her Instagram. Though she should be promoting her comedy career because that would actually help her get the money that she wants. But congratulations for you. And I hope that, you know, you keep on coming down. I hope that
you stop starting all these wars.
And try to get some money instead of losing. You know, fund your own comedy special and then sell to Netflix versus trying to get everybody to give you money.
All these 90s shows are coming back. Go ahead and do the Parkers too, you know?
Come on. Make some money, please. Countess Vaughn needs some money for them edges that she lost when she was running all the week. Jesus. I'm sorry.
I can see Countess Vaughn. I mean, I'm good with seeing
I love her. The Parkers. I love Moesha and I love the Parkers. They were both funny shows, so I'm here for it if they do bring it back. So, Blue Ivy. Did you know she has a personal stylist and a personal shopper?
That doesn't surprise me.
She's 6 years old.
She's only six?
Yes, I looked it up. Because I was like how old 12. Is she? Like eight now? No, she's six.
Yeah, okay.
Beyonce
didn't have her, so we don't know.
Look, you know.
I'm sorry.
Had that baby. Thank you very much, okay? She just wanted to be private. Kylie Jenner did it. Why can't Beyonce have done it? Thank you. Okay. Gosh. And she definitely had those twins.
Okay, look, no debate on the
Beyonce's
twins.
Beyonce's vagina is magical, so she can do whatever she wants with it.
She can.
Yes.
Go, Beyonce.
Thank you. Go. Anyways, someone who's not going to be going. Kyrie Irving and the Celtics.
Oh, no.
They're not going to be going anywhere. I'm so sorry, because I'm a Celtics fan, by way of my ex, and I was really happy for them. Kyrie Irving, you know, they got him this year or whatever, and
so now
he was doing really good. They were doing really good,
You said you're a Celtics fan by way of your ex.
Yes,
so does that mean that now you can trade teams and you can do, like, whoever you want now?
I guess technically I could.
Like,
but
how do women choose teams? Like,
well, I used to watch the Bulls growing up when Michael Jordan was playing. That's the only reason I watched. And as I got older, I stopped. I'm a football girl. I love football. So after Michael Jordan stopped playing and my sisters, you know, moved out, I stopped watching basketball and I got back into football again. And then I started dating this guy who was super into basketball, and I would watch him play NBA 2K and watch him watch the game. So we started watching him together, and I started watching the Celtics all the time. So, you know, you become a fan of him because you're watching him together and you're cheering for him with him. I mean,
Thomas. That means if he's your ex, that means you guys broke up. So that means you hate him. So now you want that team to do bad.
I don't hate him, and I don't hate the team either.
I mean, that's what I would think.
I mean, no, my team loyalty has nothing to do with who I'm doing at the time. Okay?
My team loyalty is wherever I live.
So. I mean, I turned him into a Redskins fan. Ooh, ooh. I mean, he was a Tennessee Titans fan, so he clearly upgraded. Okay. the Redskins haven't been doing amazing for a while either. But
they're
still
the best.
But we're still great. I still love them regardless. I'm ride or die, yo. Okay. Thank you.
Even here in Dallas, Texas.
I'm surrounded by enemies all the time. I'm watching my back.
I can't even wear my hat out in public.
I took my stickers off my car. I took the hat out the back, everything else.
We Redskins fans, but we still a little bit scared. Yeah, okay?
only during the season when I'm around the Redskins fans.
Got guns
I don't
in Texas.
Jumped.
Okay.
Yes,
there's
okay.
Guns.
There's standard ground laws. I don't have time for that. Not even a little
bit. Safe. We also you gotta watch police officers, gotta wait for
police officers, Dallas fans, everybody.
Love police officers, don't get me wrong. But
I love support the blue, but
sorry, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, yes. Kyrie Irving, he had screws put in his knee a few years ago from some kind of injury during basketball. And there's an infection at the site, so he has to have knee surgery, and he can't play for the rest of the season.
Dang.
And that's pretty much everybody, because I think the first game of the season, the guy, this really great guy that we drafted in, he got injured too. It's just...
I'm pretty sure he could just get an R&B singer pregnant. I mean, and
what?
Just... Oh, wait. Who's he dating?
We want him to win. No, he's not dating Kalani anymore. Whatever. But...
No, I was just saying that because,
Kyrie
he doesn't
Irving
really
thinks the earth is flat,
he
right?
He doesn't have to.
I know that has nothing to do with his injury and them not going to the playoffs this year, but I just wanted to say that out loud. Kyrie Irving thinks the earth is flat, and we need to never forget that, okay?
He's probably just saying it to stay relevant.
No, you can't stay relevant with that. Him and B.O.B.
Just to let you know, that does disappoint me that BLB is even entertaining this or whatever.
And turning people into flat earthers, because that's disgusting. Because all the governments everywhere are just lying to us.
I play around with
letting us know that the earth is flat solves what? Does what?
I mean,
for us?
We should just look into it. You never know. We should just look into
it. Has anyone ever walked off the edge of the earth before yet?
I have no idea. Has anybody? It doesn't matter.
We're not even going to entertain this dumb ass stuff. We're not going to entertain it. Moving on. Meek Mill, hopefully. Okay, so you know the judge that he was trying to get out of jail, get the judge removed. She denied his bail, request or whatever. So now they've gone over her, and the district attorney is actually helping him. They've approved him to be out on bail, and they're going to send that case to the Supreme Court. And as long as they approve, then he'll be out.
Okay.
Because this judge is like, oh, he deserves it, even though everyone else got out and their cases are special, doesn't mean his case is special. So I'm like, so 25 people get let out of jail because this guy's corrupt, and because why can't I? I don't know. It's just...
Sometimes karma has a way of keeping you in places that you shouldn't be. But, I'm just letting know.
I'm not going to say karma deserves... He doesn't deserve to be in there for 2 to 4 years. That's a lot. There's no way he's racked up that much karma. Sorry.
He sent somebody to mess up Nicki Minaj's apartment.
No, he did not.
Well, I don't know.
That was
a rumor.
He's making that
I don't care.
Stuff up. No
something happened like that where he did
something like that.
He did like a real petty move or something like that.
Maybe he's a petty person. So was Nicki. She literally, right after they broke up, got pictures with Drake and everybody else. That's petty.
That's family. That's what you...
No, that's not family.
That's
petty.
What girls do. They lose their loyalty and then they go back to where they...
That's petty. A day after, petty. Anyways, diva. we're going to move on to another, I guess, I don't know, stripper. Well, you know what? We're not going to move on to that because Amber Rose doesn't count. Her Diamonds lawsuit doesn't matter. So that is it for Lauren Explains It All. All
right, that this week. Okay, so now we have a new segment that we're going to go through. It's called What Would You Do? We always have these What Would You Do questions. So we made this What Would You Do jar, and we have all these scenarios.
Okay.
And we're going to ask each other. So Lauren, you can go ahead and get a question out of the jar. All right, and give it to me because I want to read it. Thank you.
Okay. Snatching. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, this is the question. What would you do? Okay. Your spouse is in the bathroom and you see a preview message on their phone that says, I love you too.
Mm.
Your spouse trusts you, so you know their code.
Okay.
But what would you do? Open the phone? So your spouse went to the bathroom and there's a preview text message where, where your phone is locked, mm-hmm. but you can still read it.
But I have the code.
You have the code and it says, I love you too. Would you open... He trusts you, so would you do it?
No, the first thing I would do is grab the phone and go to my car so he can't interrupt me while I go through his goddamn phone. Who is
Are you
this?
serious?
Who is this?
You were opening?
Why would I not open it?
Why would you just ask him about it? Why would you just open it?
It's an unknown number. Obviously, he doesn't have it saved in his phone because he's trying to hide something. So I'm gonna go through that phone. If all the messages are deleted, I'm gonna text this bitch back.
Oh my goodness.
Who is this bitch that's texting your phone,
Get out of here.
responding you to "I love you too"? I just want y'all to know that I'm one of those females that thinks that like 80% of men cheat. So I'm already in the back of my head, always thinking, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Oh my
And
goodness.
now here we are. No, I'm going through the phone,
Okay,
going
next.
all
Okay,
through it.
next question. Well, what would I do? I would not open it, and I would ask, "Oh, you had a message on your phone." I would let her read it, and then be like, "Okay, so."
That just sounds like the dumbest thing
Does
I've
it sound
ever heard.
dumb? I
Yeah,
felt sounds like
talking
I'm
about
trusting, and then if she don't say anything about it, then I could be like, okay, well, I'm gonna go through your phone now.
sounds like she want you want her to lie to you.
No,
That's
that's not
what it
true.
sounds like.
All right, next question. We have enough. We're gonna do a couple
Go through that
because
daggone
we
phone.
got some time. Okay.
Go through the phone.
All right, let's see.
Go through the phone.
Oh
I love you too.
my goodness.
I'm
All right,
sorry.
so you bump into the love of your life, and they are super rich.
Okay.
They're leaving town for about 6 months, but they just have one more day to spoil you, crazy. But your best friend's party is that day that you put together, and you shouldn't miss out. What would you do? Ditch your friend or spend the day with your super sexy, rich stranger friend?
Okay, wait, you said it was the
Huh.
love of my life? Like,
You bumped into the love of your
how
life.
long has he been here?
It don't say all that. You just
Oh,
bumped into the love of your
I just left
life,
him to love my life.
and y'all met, and he wants to spend one last day before he
Is
goes
he like a
six
previous love
months.
of my life, or like I just met
You
him and
just
he's the
met
love
him.
of
He's
my
a stranger,
life?
and you just—I mean, like
Oh
you
my
just think he's super
gosh.
sexy. I mean, he's attractive. What do
I'm
you
gonna bring
like?
him to the party. I'm gonna bring him to the party because I'm not ready to let this go, and we can always do it in the bathroom or something. I'm not
But
gonna
it's
just.
not about doing; it's about him spoiling. He's rich.
He can spoil me at my friend's party. I can't miss the party, but I'm not gonna just throw that away. We need to spend as much time together as we can. Can you come with me to my
I'm
friend's
missing the
party?
party.
You're missing the.
I'm missing.
How could you
Hey,
miss my
listen,
party?
listen. If you
You
have,
are a terrible,
no.
selfish piece of
Listen.
crap. You plan my
If
party.
you plan good enough of an event, then
You don't have to show
it
up.
should be able to run
It's my
without you. It should
birthday.
be able to run without you, though.
It's my
If I met
birthday.
the love of my life, you would
You
interrupt
wouldn't just
that?
bring them with you to my
No.
party?
Y'all, what would you do? Would you
What?
really?
You.
Would
I
you?
cannot believe you.
This one last day, 6 months
You
is a
know what? I
long
changed my.
time.
I'm skipping his party. I'm skipping his party and I'm gonna get pregnant. That's what I'm gonna do. Bump you. So now you're gonna skip my party? You know what? For some coochie.
My
I don't
thing, oh
believe
my
it. Yeah,
goodness,
I said it because
jeez,
that's
you
what it's
are
for.
on one today.
You are on one
I don't
today.
even know what that means.
You're not even. I
That's what the
thought you
kids
were on a
say.
friend today, but you're clearly not. I thought I
Anyway,
don't feel like I know you
all right,
anymore.
let's try. We're gonna read one more, okay? All right, all right. Let's see. All right, you get a $2,500 insurance check from a car accident, and your car is drivable but needs some extra work. Also, at the same time, your friend offers an all-inclusive $1,900 Coachella package because someone dropped out last minute. Would you what would you do? Go to the concert or get your car fixed?
You said my car, it's
Your
working?
car is
It's
drivable.
drivable.
It's drivable.
It's just a little.
But you got to put some work into it. It is drivable right now, but it could mess up.
And this is, and you said
You
Coachella,
got Coachella, talk
like both
about
weekends or just one?
just one weekend, of course. Was just one weekend, 3 days.
And how much is
1900
it?
dollars, you got 2500.
19?
19. All inclusive. So that's flight, that's hotel, that's everything.
Food too? Not
I
food.
no, probably not food.
And it's drivable. I'm going to Coachella. I'm going to
That is so
Coachella. I'm going to go
irresponsible.
to Coachella. It's
That is so irresponsible.
drivable. I
That's
can work some
irresponsible.
overtime. I
That's
can.
fine. Okay, you could
Look,
do
I
that.
got my car for online. I can trade it in.
You need to
They can
you
tow
need to
it.
get your car fixed.
I
That's
don't need to
ridiculous.
necessarily get it fixed if
And
it's
this is why
drivable.
Lauren doesn't have any credit cards.
I don't have any credit cards because I have bad credit. There's a difference, okay? I don't have any credit
You
cards
cannot do
because
that.
my dad made me get one and then stop paying on it when I was in college and didn't have a job. So that's why I have
I
bad
just
credit.
don't. Okay, I feel like the majority of people out there probably
Would
would
go to
get
Coachella because Beyonce has 100
that. It,
dancers.
well,
100 dancers and Cardi B's pregnant. Come on now.
okay, so
You're
you
gonna
would
miss that
do
to get
that.
your car fixed.
Yeah.
It's
I
drivable.
guess.
I can get back and forth to work.
Y'all, I would get my car fixed, okay? Just
Why
to
would you
let you
get your
know.
car? I mean, It's good to get your car fixed. We are almost 30 and we should be responsible.
Okay,
but...
y'all. So we got to move on. Okay. We did too much. What would you do? So that was our segment. What would you do? Okay. Next we're going to move on to some serious stuff. So Lauren has all of this. We got a lot of serious stuff to talk about. Laugh at it. We can't joke about it. We got to keep y'all updated. So Lauren, what's the serious stuff going on?
China. Okay. Y'all remember how we talked about tariffs like a few episodes ago. So China has responded to the tariffs, and they've released $50 billion worth of tariffs for the U.S. on U.S. goods.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
What would that even mean for us? Does that mean that we have to pay, like,
just extra money? We would have to pay the people. Well, I mean, yeah, technically we would, because the people who buy our stuff, like farmers, manufacturers, their costs are going to go up for them to ship all the supplies that they need in from China. Mm-hmm. So that automatically, of course, will flow down to us, because the prices are going to be raised so that they can, you know, get everything so they can afford the cost of all the raised up prices. Uh-huh. So now, a few days later, President Trump, of course, said that he's going to...
We don't call him President Trump. We call him 45.
Call him nobody. Nobody released a tweet saying that he proposed, sold his like secretary or whatever, to propose $100 billion worth of tariffs for China on Chinese goods. So, I mean, I guess we're going back and forth on, I mean, it's...
So now China hates us, basically.
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. I mean, okay, this is what they said. They said, we will immediately fight back with a major response if they have, you know, if the U.S. releases that $100 billion worth of tariffs. They said, we will have no other choice. We feel America is very arrogant. They have taken a wrong action. The result is that they will hurt themselves. If they release the list of $100 billion tariffs, China is prepared and we will not hesitate. I'm like, oh, gosh.
They cannot be.
We owe them so much money. They have way more money than us, so they can afford it. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess.
Just watch your back, y'all. If your prices go up, know it's the peak that guy that you voted for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is going to be it. Oh, well, okay, so let's move on to the YouTube shooting.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yes. I remember. I heard about that. Some crazy lady from Russia or something?
No, she's from California.
Oh. That's what she's from, but she's like Russian or something.
She's not Russian.
She looked
Russian. She's Muslim.
Oh, well, she looked Russian.
She's like a rape. I mean, I don't know exactly what, you know, part of the Middle East she's from, but her name is Nassim Agdam. That's definitely not Russian. Oh. Just putting it out there.
Was she like mad at YouTube or something?
Of course. She was mad because she felt like they were discriminating against her videos, that she was being unfairly like censored and had an age restriction.
The question, did anybody die?
She died.
Okay.
She killed herself. She shot three people. Two women are in are stable, and there's one man that's in critical condition. Oh, wow. But that's okay. You know, that's all we can do. So, you know, fabulous.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
He allegedly punched his girlfriend 7 times in the face.
That was Emily B. So she was on Love and Hip Hop.
Two of her teeth.
So you know how I think Love and Hip Hop is like never real, not you know anything. And she was on Love and Hip Hop, and she like knew. She was like, "Yeah, Fabulous is my baby daddy, and we was together." And I was like, "She lying. I never heard. Whatever. Blah blah blah."
They're together.
It's true. And she getting her ass. And that's just crazy.
Allegedly,
not Fabulous. Like, come on.
But then I didn't believe it. Then the video came out. Him like, I'm gonna kill you. I got a bullet with your name on it. And he's like, looks like a knife or something. I don't know. He's like pointing something at them. They're running her dad and her. I mean, the kids are screaming in the house. It's crazy. I'm just waiting for these pictures to come out.
I just hope it all works out for them.
I hope so too. All right. So that is going to be it for all my serious stuff.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So there we go. Move on. Now we just have to. I just want to talk shit. So because now talking shit to us is just because we're venting. Okay.
Pretty much.
And I have a situation that I'm just going through. Mm-hmm. And that is with this puppy that I decided to get. Okay.
Puppies are bundles of joy.
I do love this puppy.
They're adorable.
I do. It's great. It's great. He's grown up into a dog. He'll be a year soon. He's like 8 months. And it's been a struggle, okay?
I feel like people, when they get puppies, they think of how cute and adorable they are. But they are little monsters.
I don't know if anybody has had a puppy out there, but seriously.
Oh, my gosh. I mean,
my shoes, you just have to just realize that like things are not permanent anymore. Like, you're not going to have the same shoes for the rest of your life because the puppy ate them.
Cord.
Yeah. Things are just going to stop working. So, I'm just going to be venting about my puppy on this one, okay? So, number one thing that I cannot stand is the fact that I have to walk him, okay? Why can't you just walk yourself?
Honestly, when I come home from work, like, sometimes I would sneak into the house really slowly so I wouldn't wake him up so I wouldn't have to take him out. Because like, I just want an hour to myself like before I have to do something for him.
It's just so crazy. Walking up. But you know what? I was also looking up the U.S. pet ownership, like, statistics and, like, things that people actually have in their household. So what I thought was crazy was the whole entire like column or whatever thing, it was, they have dogs, they have cats, they have birds and horses. So I didn't even know people like really own horses, or if that was even something that should like even be included in the whole
it should be
study.
I think
you know
so.
What I mean?
I knew girls that rode like horses to school. High school, like in Alabama. Yeah, that's a thing. Literally, I drove to the gas station. There was a girl that was riding her horse to what? From the gas station. Yeah, in Garland.
Crazy. So they're saying like, out of, you know, the percentage of households, only a number of horses, like 1.5% of the population. So, and that's like, out of, compared to dogs, it's like 36.5%. So, okay. I don't know, just, I mean, anyway, it was just crazy the fact that they had dogs in the first place. Anyway, but my puppy gets my nerves, okay? So, let's just talk about even traveling with him. So, I got out of it because I actually do need him as emotional support.
He does not need him as emotional support.
I do need him as emotional support.
He does not need him as emotional support.
So, I have my letter, and mm-hmm. so he can stay in my apartment, you know, with me, because I have the letter.
Of course.
And that saved me about, they wanted to charge me to put a pet in my house. They wanted to charge me $250.
So just you call him and figure out where he got deposit. His note forged at.
Just for the deposit. It's not forged. I wrote my heart and soul into that letter.
Whatever. Okay?
Because you still got to get approved online. I did get an emotional support letter online.
Oh, so
I
that's
think we talked about this before.
So that's, no, we didn't talk about that. You
we
got
did.
It online, you little lying.
I did. And I mean, I wrote my heart and soul. The doctor called me. We talked. They know that
I
need
it. And he lied about having anxiety attacks, I'm sure.
That is not a lie. It's the truth.
You've had anxiety.
I have had them. Yeah.
You've had them. When?
So I need my puppy.
Oh, okay. That's
anyway,
what I thought.
Anyway, I need my puppy.
Deflecting. Just like our president.
I need my puppy for my apartment. So mm-hmm. that saved me about $250 for the deposit. $250 to even just to own them. So that was $500. We also took a trip to the hotel. I had my letter. That saved me a $150 pet fee just to have my pet there, even for one night.
Because it's a little rat.
Oh, hey,
pissing and shit.
No,
everywhere.
He's good.
He's not a rat. He's adorable.
But seriously, that letter saved me about $1,000. So, I mean, just let you know, if you do have a puppy, you know, anything. So anyway, okay, also, I wrote on the chart about the whole horse thing, that households per animal. So dogs own about 1.6. The average number of dogs is about 1.6. Mm-hmm. The average number of cats is about 2.1, which okay. a lot of people do own cats.
They're good, like, low maintenance animals.
Yeah.
Them.
So, and you know, I had cats growing up, and I had two. So I'm a part of that little study. Anyway, birds are 2.3, and then horses are 2.7. Who the heck has freaking three horses at their house? Anyway, I guess if you have one horse, you have to have at least two. Anyway,
you have to have at least two. Yeah, maybe they get lonely.
So I'm just thinking, maybe I'm thinking about, maybe I should just own another animal. Anyway, but I do love my dog. He is growing on me. A lot of people say that it takes about your dog to be about 2 years old before you really realize why the fact that you even have a dog in the first place. If you are thinking about getting a dog.
Oh my gosh, it's a lot of work. It's like having a child. If you don't have a child.
Puppy, I would think about probably getting a dog.
As a
like,
practice,
yeah.
It
just get a dog because
lower.
You got to train these puppies. You got to say
them,
no. You got to lose
them.
Stuff. They chew up every
gosh.
Single thing.
Even when they poop, like you come home and
they're
there's
not
poop
so cute
all over
anymore.
Them and their fur on
yes.
their, on the,
they,
in the cage, on
they
their
pee
bowls.
On your, they pee on your friends when they see them because they get excited.
Oh my gosh, yeah. He pees on my
that's
foot
like
all the
worst.
Time.
It's like the worst thing in the world. Anyway, so we're going to move on. So we have this thing called our inspiration, and we have to choose a quote, and we're not really prepared. So
why didn't you ask me
I got that
about
we
this?
This
I was like
inspirational
I just
quote.
Realized that I was like
I'm just, you know, off the top of my head, because you know this is kind of a live show, we don't really edit or anything like that, but my mom told me, she had an inspirational quote for me, and it was, when you feel like you're getting to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. So, like, that is just something, you know, you're not at the end. Just tie a knot. Hang on. Keep going. And it probably wasn't, you know, perfect, but whatever. Okay, Laura, it's your turn. I did it. We got to inspire these people. Go ahead.
I don't have anything inspirational to tell you.
Just read a random one.
I mean, just, if you are
come on, we got to do it. Inspire
change
people.
Is good.
Uh-huh.
And if you are not in fear of doing something, then you're not changing. Fear is a good thing and change is a good thing. So don't be afraid of changing and afraid of moving up. Don't get so comfortable in what you're doing that you miss out on opportunities to learn more things and do better things in life.
All right. And you can quote that from Lauren the G. Perfect. Yeah, so I was great. Off the top of the dome. There you go. Next week, we will be prepared. Anyway, so every Sunday, we do post new shows on Apple Podcasts, yes. on Stitcher, mm-hmm. and on Blog Talk Radio. You can catch us every Sunday. So, I don't know when the time is, but you can follow me on Instagram at The Dawn Darion, D-A-R-I-O-N. And Lauren, where can they find you?
On Instagram at Lauren the _ G.
All right. And so every Sunday, y'all, make sure you tune in. We will see y'all next week. Adios.
Rate and subscribe. Bye.